would talk about a French harp. I'm sure he did. Yeah, well, it's been a long time.
Could you tell me a few of the common tools that you might have around the house to do yard work or minor repairs or something like that?
Rakes and hammers and edgers and clippers and what?
Sometimes.
Sometimes
wrenches.
Hatchets, mm-hmm. Wrenches and pliers. Just the old common, ordinary type of thing.
What do you know about wagons?
What you're going to show in this study is the sublime ignorance of people who don't live on farms about what goes on. In.
Do you happen to know what that long wooden piece is called that goes between horses?
The tongue.
Yeah. Or what about if you had a buggy, the things that you would back the horse between?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I should know that. I can't think of it, though. Yeah. Doesn't come to me.
You ever heard called shafts? Buggy shafts?
Mm-mm. I'm not sure I've ever heard it called, but I may have.
Well, getting back to the wagon, you know what traces are on a wagon? Have you ever heard that? These chain-like things, anyway, that...
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what the thing is called that the traces come back and attach to? It's kind of a horizontal block-like thing. Have you ever heard of
that? Oh, no? I mean, I know I have.
What were you about to say?
Well, I don't know, but I have. The thing that turns?
Yeah. You ever heard of it called a single tree? You haven't heard a single tree, I guess you hadn't heard a double tree either.
No.
Okay. What about, let me ask you about this expression. Say if you saw a man ride by his wagon and he had a load of wood, and a little while later he came back, it was empty. And shortly afterwards he came back with another load. And this went on, you know, for a pretty long time. What would you say he was doing?
He was carrying wood.
Have you ever heard people use the expression hauling wood?
Hauling? Yeah, sure.
What about, you mentioned plow a minute ago. Do you happen to know the name of the type of plow that would be used for breaking the ground for planting the bush plant? Have you ever heard of the turning plow?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
What about any other kind of plow that might be used afterwards to break up the ground finally?
I really didn't.
Something like a harrow or something like that?
Yeah, have you heard of a harrow?
Yeah, but I didn't know what it was.
I see. What about, one thing I meant to ask you when we talk about wagons, the thing that the wagon wheels turn on?
The axle.
Or talk about the wagon wheel again, in the middle you have the hub. You know,
mm-hmm. And the spokes coming out.
Spokes come out from the hub.
And then the rim.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the term felly used?
For a little female horse?
No, when reference to a wagon wheel.
A filly?
Filly. Felly, not filly.
Oh.
Felly. Have you heard that? Or fella, I think it's called sometimes. Okay. Oh, yeah. This thing, carpenters use them a good deal. They're frames. The ends of them are kind of shaped like the letter A, you know? You might use a pair of them to
lay. Oh, sawhorse.
Sawhorse. Have you ever seen or heard of anything like that except shaped like the letter X that a farmer might place a log in the middle of and saw it off like that?
I've seen that, but I don't know what it's called.
Have you ever heard it called a sawbuck or